Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you, and we are off and running on this Monday, October the 12th, 2020, 10-12-2020. 14 and a half minutes past the hour, and you are tuned into the Now program, and away we go. Now, I normally, well, let's put it this way. Sometimes I come into this program, and normally on Monday, I don't have a guest with me because I like to catch up on what happened over the weekend, and today is pretty much the same. There's no guest on this program today. But sometimes you come in on Monday, and you just did not do a whole lot over the weekend, and there's not much to talk about, to be honest with you. But this morning is not one of those mornings. I try to jot down a few things when I get in here in the morning about 7:30 that I want to talk about. And this morning, I was jotting down things like crazy because I had a pretty eventful weekend. Now, there are very diverse things that I want to talk about this morning, and I want you to participate on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, because it's just you and me this morning for the next two solid hours. Now, let's just get right into it, because there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about. And because you're in the middle of this saga with my ankle, and we have not talked since Friday. And there have been a lot of developments since then. So I want to keep you informed since I brought you into this on Friday. But before I do that, I want to send a big tip of my Cubs cap to Luke Rogers. Now, Luke Rogers is a player, football player, for the River Valley High School football team. Now, on Friday night, River Valley started in the playoffs against Maumee. They had their first game in the playoffs against Maumee, and they really beat Maumee pretty horrifically, 40-something, I think, to 6. Now, Luke was on the program, I think, 2 weeks ago, and Luke was scoring a lot of touchdowns at that time. And I think between, I want to make sure I have this right, and I think I have it right, between the game that River Valley played with Pleasant and Harding, I think Luke scored six touchdowns in two games. Now, that was pretty impressive. And I remember when he was in here talking to him about how impressive I thought that was, that between those two games, he would score six touchdowns. Now, in Friday night's game against Maumee, Luke scored six touchdowns in one game. Now, if that's not impressive enough, which is a record for him to do that personally, I'm sure, in any high school game, he broke the River Valley school record for most touchdowns in one game on Friday night. Six touchdowns in one game. It's my understanding, until somebody tells me differently, that in any one football game in the history of River Valley football, which has been going on for how long now? More than a half century. No single person has scored six touchdowns in one game. Well, Friday night, records are made to be broken, and Luke Rogers broke that record on Friday night. Six touchdowns in one game when River Valley played Maumee. So, if that does not deserve a tip of my Cubs cap, nothing else does. So, Luke, I'm sure you're not up listening to this program this morning, but congratulations to you. What an accomplishment. What a great thing to hold a record like that in a tough game like football. A lot of great players have come through River Valley over the years, and right now you have the record. 6 touchdowns in one game as of Friday night. And as many of you know, I've talked about this before, his mother is Abby Crowman, who's been on this program several times. Hasn't been on in a while. We'll have to get her in here at some point. And, you know, she's just got great kids. So what can you say other than that? Luke is her oldest child, and so it's nice to have a connection with that and then see that he was able to do that last Friday night. So I think we all were very excited and happy for him that he was able to do that. And I can only imagine how ecstatic she was, Abby, on Friday night when he broke this record, and how ecstatic Luke must have been. What a great thing. What a great accomplishment. So, Luke, the Cubs cap is off to you today, and congratulations. And if anybody sees Luke or knows him, send him a Facebook message, send him a text, give him a call on the telephone. Next time you see him, bring this up, because this is not an easy task. 6 touchdowns in one game. You've got to be good. Your coach has got to have a lot of confidence in you. And just what a bright story this is to me in Marion County in the midst of this pandemic. And I don't want to talk pandemic this morning, and I don't want to talk politics this morning. They've become the two P's in the month of October, pandemic and politics, because apparently the numbers are all on the rise and we're getting close to the presidential election. I don't want to talk a lot about that, but in a time when we are very close to a presidential election, in a time when we are in the middle of a pandemic with numbers going up, I just want to say that I like a story like this. I like a local story like this. And I hope that the coverage on him for this is huge, because he certainly deserves this. So he is our player of, well, really player of the season, I think I would have to say at this particular point, in Marion County. Now, you would think that was because we knew his mom and we were a bit slanted. But to my knowledge, unless somebody is breaking records and having a season like River Valley is having at one of the other schools, I think just objectively, you would have to say that he is the player of the season in Marion County. Now, if anybody feels, are you with me on this or are you not with me? Because to be honest with you, I never played football, and football is not my favorite sport. But what do you think of somebody scoring 6 touchdowns in one game? I think that's an amazing feat, and I also think it's amazing that it was a school record, because River Valley football, I mean, they've been playing football probably since the beginning of the school, which I don't know how long River Valley's been around, but I'm guessing more than 50 years. So, and probably longer than that. So give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And also, we like to recognize anybody in the county. If you've got a relative who's doing amazing things in fall sports, it doesn't have to be just football. It could be volleyball. It could be any of the fall sports. Give me a buzz. I like to hear these things, because I think these kids are doing amazing things, and I'm not sure that they get the recognition that they once did. So if you have a grandchild, niece, nephew, friend's kid, if you have any acquaintance with somebody who's doing amazing things at a Marion County school, give me a call. I'd love to hear about that. 740-383-9944. Or if you have some perspective on what it's like to score 6 touchdowns in one game. You know, no matter how bad the other team is, you would have to say that still that's an amazing accomplishment, because I'm sure in the history of River Valley football, they've played bad teams before and never have had that kind of record in one game. Well, obviously they haven't, because this was the record that was broken on Friday night. So records are made to be broken, and congratulations to Luke Rogers and his family, which I'm sure was very proud of this accomplishment. But If you have any perspective on this, give me a buzz this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I certainly would love to hear from you. It's always good to talk to the listening audience on the toll-free line. 23 minutes coming up on 24 minutes past the hour here already. Time flying right by. Now, okay, here's the ankle story. And, I got some advice on this on Friday. Here's what happened. And I'm going to give this very quickly. I'm not going to get into the detail that I did on Friday morning. But I want to tell you what the progress has been over the weekend on this ankle. Here's what happened. On Thursday night, I was adjusting my antenna. And I did a very stupid thing. I got up on a chair to do it. But in my defense, I had gotten up on a chair to do this before. And the chair just kind of went out from under me, and I fell down. Didn't hurt anything else. Only hurt one ankle, only my left ankle. Didn't hurt any, you know, back or arms or legs or wrists or neck or head or back or anything like that. The only thing I hurt was my left ankle. Now, here's the story on this. So I fall down, and I knew that I had hurt my ankle because it was sore when I fell. And I thought maybe I had broken it because it obviously hurt when I first fell. But I laid there for probably 10 minutes trying to, you know, think, can I get up and walk on this thing? And after about, and I was moving around my ankle to make sure it would move, and it did. And I was moving my toes, and my toes were all moving. So I thought, okay, you know, maybe I can get up on this thing. And the pain was subsiding at that point. So once I lay there for 10 minutes, I get up on Thursday night, and oddly enough, I have zero pain. There's no pain in my ankle at that point. Nothing. So I walk back into the house, I pick up the chair that I had knocked over, put it back where it was, went and got on the computer, and as I'm sitting at the computer, I notice that my ankle is starting to swell. Now, there is no pain still at this particular point, but my ankle was starting to swell, and I thought, okay, well, you know, I just took a fall on it. Swelling is probably not an odd thing, but not an ounce of pain. Okay, this is like 6:30 on Thursday night. So as the night went on, I did start to notice I was limping a little bit, but there was not really pain involved. It was sore, but no pain, and I could move my toes, and I could move everything. Just a little limp, and everything was fine. Okay. So I go to bed Thursday night. Now, you remember this story Friday morning. I got up Friday morning, and the foot was swelled, and it hurt to walk on it. It was absolutely painful on Friday morning to get around on it. But by the time I left here Friday, 5 hours into the day, it again had pretty well subsided. The pain had subsided. And I was walking on it again, and I could still move all my extremities. So I felt, okay, well, this is good. And I went home Friday and did all my activities Friday night that I would normally do. I did put up my foot that afternoon because it was still swelled. And but yet there was never, the pain had stopped again. There was no pain, just sore. And by the time Friday night came about, when I came in here on Friday night to do the show last week, there was zero soreness and zero pain. Now, I was limping at that point, but I think it's because it was swelled. It was still swelled. Not hugely swelled, but swelled a little bit. So, did the show here Friday night, went home. Saturday, I started to notice the bruising. On the left side of my ankle, there's like a black and blue line, and then on my actual ankle, it's like a red, I don't know if you'd call it a bruise, I don't even know what you would call it. It's like a red blotch, I guess. It's a red blotch on the left side of my ankle. It looks like some kind of bruise, but it's red rather than purple. The one at the bottom of my foot is more purplish, but the one on the side is kind of red. But again, Saturday, when I woke up Saturday morning, no pain, can walk on it, limping a little bit, but that's about it. So this pretty well went on Saturday, and I did take some anti-inflammatories on Saturday to try to get the swelling down, and it did go down a little bit. And yesterday, same thing, woke up, no pain, no issues there. But on the other side of my ankle now, there's a red blotch, and again, like a line at the bottom of black and blue. Now, they're not the same on both sides. This just seems to be the running thing, that there's a line that's a black and blue mark, and then actually on the ankle, it's just like a red blotch on both sides. And the blotch itches. I don't know why the blotch itches, but that's the only discomfort I have in this right now, is that the blotch itches. No pain, and I can touch my ankle, I can move my ankle. There's no pain at all involved. I mean, I'm doing it right now. Doesn't hurt at all. Now, the itchiness, is that what you call it? Itchiness? The itchiness where that blotch is, now that's annoying, because that is very itchy. Okay, so that was pretty well yesterday, and again, I was fine, and I put my foot up again last night because it is still somewhat swelled. But I did notice yesterday that I started to get, again, and not pain, a little tightness in like the back of my calf, lower calf, not a spasm, but just a little tightness in the back of my calf. But that's really about it. And no bruising on my calf or anything, just a little bit of tightness. And then, this morning, because I'm paranoid, because I'm looking at it all the time now to see this red blotch on both sides and to see this black and blue mark, and I also check to make sure it's swelling, I noticed like that my three middle toes are a little bruised. Not a lot bruised, but a little bruised. And but my toes are moving fine. They don't hurt. I felt my toes this morning to try to see if they were broken in any way. And, I mean, I can move them back and forth. There's no pain at all. They're just a little bruised. A little, you know, the bruise color, whatever that is. Kind of that grayish, bluish color. Just the three middle toes, not the big toe, not the pinky toe, just the three middle ones. So, I really don't know what's going on. Because it's strange to me that there's no pain. Because I would think that if it was broken, plus I felt around on it all the time. I'm trying to find a broken spot. Because I assume if I would touch a broken spot or a fracture or a torn muscle or something like that, that it would hurt. So I'm poking all around on my foot trying to find this broken spot. And I'm not finding anything, and I'm bending my foot in all different directions, trying to get some pain involved. Nothing. And I'm not on painkillers or anything. So I don't know really what's going on. Now, does anybody have any idea what they think is going on here? Because I don't know. And I don't know what this red blotch is that itches so much. But if you look at my foot, it looks bad, because when your three middle toes are black and blue, and you got these big red blotches on both sides of your ankles, and then you've got black and blue on the side of both of your both sides of your foot, and it is still a little swelled, it looks bad. I mean, you would think that I had been in some kind of serious accident, but there's no pain. I mean, the most there has ever been is soreness. So, I don't get that. I would think there'd be pain. And I'm starting to walk normal again. I noticed that this morning. There's still a tiny limp involved, but certainly not like there had been. So, does anybody have any idea what this is? I'm sure people have had broken ankles and sprains, and they probably know what this is all about. Although, I have no idea. So, I'm looking for advice here, like we got on Friday. What do you think this is all about? And why is that red and itchy? Because I have not been near anything that is red and itchy. So, I don't know why my ankle all of a sudden is red and itchy. I did put a sock on yesterday. Now, do you think it could be because I put a sock on? And I was able to put my shoes on. My foot was not swelled to the degree where I couldn't put my shoes on. My shoes were fine. You know, they didn't feel tight or anything. So my foot obviously is not swelled that much. And I had socks on the last 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, when I had my shoes on the majority of the day. Now, again, it's a little swelled. You notice that when you take the sock off. Because when you take the sock off, you notice that there's like an imprint at the top of where the sock would be. So it's been swelled. So that's where we are on the ankle. Does anybody have any ideas on this? Because I have zero. I thought, and I don't know that it's broken, but I thought that a broken ankle would hurt. You'd have some pain, and you wouldn't be able to walk on it. I thought it would get worse as time went on if you didn't get it treated, which I haven't. And I even would think like a torn ligament or a torn muscle would also start to hurt after a while. I don't know. The only thing that seems to be progressing any further is the bruising and these red spots on the side of my foot. And why my toes are black and blue all of a sudden this morning, I have no idea. The three middle toes, not the big toe, not the pinky toe, just the three middle toes. So I'm looking for any advice here this morning that anybody might have who has had any kind of broken bone or certainly broken ankle, anything in their foot, broken foot in the past. Does anybody have any information here at all? Or if you've had any injury like this? And again, the ankle and the foot are still totally movable. No issue there at all. Perfectly fine. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to look this up on the internet. Because the last time I did that, with the quivering lip, you know, you would have thought I had every disease under the sun. I don't think it's good to look diseases up on the internet. I don't think it's good to look symptoms up on the internet because you get like 75 different things and they're all contradictory and it's not a doctor and you really don't know what it is and it's just, it's a mess. So looking it up on the internet, I am not for. But first-hand accounts, I will take. If there's a first-hand account out there right now from somebody who could tell me what is going on with this thing, I would love to hear it. Because more than anything else, now it's just annoying. It's annoying to look at. Because it looks bad. And when people see it, which not many people see me without my shoe on, but when people see it, it looks, you know, it looks like something bad has happened. But you would think when something looks horrible, you think there would be pain involved. And I've never had anything like that. I've never broken a bone in my life. So that's kind of the oddity of this whole thing. Now, I would love to hear what anybody would have to say. Now, maybe nobody knows this morning, because we don't seem to be getting the calls this morning on this. But if anybody has any idea on this at all, feel free to give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because I really would love to know what this is, or if there is some kind of a danger here. And again, my foot doesn't feel numb. or anything like that. So, I don't know. I remember Friday, we were having a conversation about this, and somebody said if it bruised, it's probably broken. Now, it did bruise, but I can't imagine, honestly, that it's broken because it doesn't hurt. But maybe there is no pain involved with an ankle break. I just would have thought there would have been, I guess, is my biggest point in this. That I just would have thought that there would have been some kind of pain involved. Has anybody ever broken a bone and not had any pain? Because now, here's the hypochondria that sets in. You know, especially this morning. I really haven't been too worried about it over the weekend because there is no pain. But when I saw that my three toes this morning were bruised, which I have no explanation for that, you know, then I said, oh man, are my toes going to have to be amputated? That's what you start thinking. You start thinking the worst possible situation, and why are my toes black and blue? But again, they're not numb, and I can still move them back and forth. They're fine. They don't hurt at all. So obviously, I think they're getting blood. I mean, my foot is not white or anything like that. So I just don't know. So as we approach 40 minutes past the hour here, if anybody has any idea, give me a buzz. I would love to know. I'm sure there are a lot of sports injuries. And I also cannot figure out why the back of my calf is sore. Because that did not start until yesterday. Now, that could have been because I was on my foot this weekend, and maybe that's where the pain has went. But it's like the back of my calf is sore, like it would be after you have a muscle spasm. And I also don't understand the red blotches. And I'm not even sure what you would put on the red blotches to stop them from itching. Because it's obviously a rash, but I don't know what kind of rash. I don't even know what that would be. So, again, any ideas I'm open to this morning, 41 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. See, obviously, I have no problem with the HIPAA laws because I will tell you anything you want to know at this point. Whatever you want to know about this ankle, I'll tell you. Because I think a lot of people say, well, why don't you just go get it checked out? Well, if something was bothering me, it's kind of like the flu. You know, when you get the flu, you say, okay, I've got the flu. But if it goes on for a really long time and you start to feel really awful, then you go to the doctor and you say, this obviously may be more than the flu. Something is wrong here. Well, with this particular thing, I know I fell, and I know that I did land on my ankle. So I assume that there's going to be bruising and issues because I fell on it, just like any other part of the body. If you fell on any other part of your body and hurt it, I assume there would be bruising and issues. But if there was pain, I would go to the doctor, because obviously I'm not going to walk around in pain. Or if I wasn't able to walk, obviously I would go to the doctor, because you want to be able to walk. So I just don't know, and that's the whole doctor issue with me on this whole ankle thing. But that's where we are with it. And again, if you have any ideas or thoughts on it, I would love to hear them at this particular point. 740-383-9944. Maybe everybody's mystified by this. I would just love to hear at this point that somebody else has had this red blotchiness that itches. Because I don't know what that is. I thought maybe it had something to do with the sock. Because I don't think that can be a bruise. Would red blotchiness be a bruise? I don't think that would be a bruise. And I don't know why it itches. So that's a whole nother thing. But, and it didn't hurt to put the shoes on either. So that's a whole nother thing. And swelling. Does any, you know, here's a medical thing. Does anybody know what causes swelling? I mean, we have swelling all the time. You know, sometimes we get swelling. I haven't had this, but I know a lot of people get swelling in their feet. I know a lot of people get swelling in their hands. I know a lot of people get swelling if they hurt themselves. What is swelling? What prompts swelling? Why do the muscles, is it the muscles that swell up? I mean, obviously it's not the bones. Is it the muscles that swell? What causes swelling? I'm sure this can be Googled, but I haven't done it yet. Does anybody, it's inflammation, and I think it's inflammation of, like, obviously, sometimes your neck swells. Your throat will swell. I don't know what exactly causes swelling. So, that people's knees swell who have had knee injuries and things like that. Why do we have swelling? What is it that causes swelling? Because if I knew what caused swelling, because that's the only constant thing that I have noticed all weekend, was that there is swelling involved here. So I don't know what causes that and what has continued to cause that. But this is like my Discovery Channel moment for this morning, this whole ankle thing. But again, if you have any advice or you have any thoughts on this, give me a buzz. I would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Maybe everybody's asleep after this weekend we just had. But I know we're on the air here. 740-383-9944. Or maybe everybody's just busy right now. But anything you got, give me a buzz. Be glad to hear from you. Because I like advice. And Friday, when I first talked about this, we had quite a bit of advice on this. And I like that. Because I think when people tell you their stories, it's very, very helpful. Now, it looks like a phone call is coming in here. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. First of all, I am not a nurse or a doctor. So.
Right.
Okay, the red blotchiness can be caused from the swelling breaking the small blood capillaries under your skin.
Oh, okay.
All right, now the itching can also be caused because it is trying to heal itself.
Oh.
Now, as far as what's causing the swelling, I have no clue. Did you twist it or anything that you know of?
Well, when I fell off the chair, that was the part of the body that I hurt, was the ankle. But I, like I say, after I laid there 10 minutes on Thursday, when I stood up, there was never any pain. That's the weird thing about it. If you saw it, you would say, boy, that looks awful. But it doesn't hurt.
Still don't know about the swelling, though. I mean, it could have been a slight sprain that didn't cause you any pain, but it would have caused trauma to the area that would, you know, the swelling is caused by the body trying to cushion the hurt muscles.
Oh, that's interesting. So,
I mean, that's one reason for swelling. Other, you know, there's a lot of other reasons, but... You know, you could have hurt the muscle in that area, and it would swell to protect it.
Well, it's interesting to me, because what you said about those, because I cannot figure out these blotches, but that would make sense. Because
when it swells, it breaks those little tiny blood vessels that are just under the skin.
Right.
And, you know, just like, well, for me, if I scratch myself, I get purpley blotches, and it's the capillaries breaking. And then sometimes it will itch like crazy whenever it's trying to heal itself.
Well, that's what it's itching like crazy. It feels like, you know, like you have poison ivy or something.
Yeah.
So that's just it. Now, is that, do you think the ankle trying to heal itself or just the skin?
All of it, yeah. Are you still swollen?
A little bit, but not as bad as before. And you know, the weird thing was, maybe I just didn't notice the toes. That could be, you know, but I can move, clearly my toes are not broken, because I can move them back and forth, there's no pain. But why the three toes have a little bit of bruising on them this morning, I don't understand that at all.
you could have whacked it really good and just, you know, broken blood vessels. You know, that's what a bruise is broken blood vessels.
Well, and I also think that, and the only other thing that's happened since Thursday night when this all happened is, yesterday I developed this soreness in the bottom of my calf, and I'm wondering if that's because I've been on it over the weekend, if that's what caused that little soreness in the back of my calf.
The soreness in the back of your leg could also be from where you're walking differently or standing differently because to protect your toes.
Well, that could be because obviously I have been limping all weekend, and Saturday I was on my feet quite a bit, and yesterday I was on my feet quite a bit. But again, even it's not a pain. It's just when if I stand up or I touch it, it's just a little sore down by the bottom of my calf.
Still probably wouldn't be a bad idea to have it checked out, but I mean, basically, if it's broken toes, as long as it's not a broken ankle, then there's really not much they can do about broken toes except tape them together.
Well, the thing, this is what I say, you know, I am not against going to doctors, I'm all for that, but what just mystifies me about this is that I can touch my ankle, I can touch my foot, I can move my ankle all around, I can move all my toes, I can move my ankle up and down. There is zero pain. It looks awful because it's red and blotchy and does have bruising, but it's no pain.
Yeah.
I would think you would have pain with a broken ankle.
Well, I don't know about everybody, but I know when I broke mine, there was lots of pain, so... Yeah.
Yeah.
But I had a compound fracture, so mine was.
But you might have a crack and not a break.
Yeah, you could have a crack, like my husband said. You could have a crack and then not be a true quote unquote break. And cracks actually take longer to heal than a full blown break.
Well, that's what I heard. On Friday, we talked a little bit about this, that cracks take longer. But I also understand that if you have a crack, all they can basically do is maybe put you in one of those inflatable things and just tell you to stay off your foot. There's nothing, they don't do surgery or anything like that for a crack.
As long as it's not a, something that's going to pop loose, you know, with a crack is going to come loose, and most of the time they can see whether or not it's going to, you know, go ahead and come through if you, you know, break through if you're going to walk or, you know, move on it. But,
Well, that's what I kept waiting for all weekend because I was on it quite a bit Saturday. And that could also be a reason. That might have been a mistake that has kept it swelled because I was on it quite a bit Saturday and I was on it quite a bit yesterday. And I think that I kept thinking, well, if there is something loose in there, being on my feet and walking this much, it's going to have to go through, but it never did.
Yeah. If you can, keep it up. Supposedly that will help the swelling. What they always say is that you alternate between heat and cold, you know, as far as the swelling and the soreness. I don't know if that would help you or not because it's, you know, after the fact, you know.
Right.
But elevation is, you know, keep it up and it gets the swelling out of it. And
Scott, I'll trade you either one of my legs for your bad leg.
I can understand that. I just, like I said, I've never had a broken bone in my body, and I have just been shocked that if there really is something wrong with it, how little pain there has been. And I don't think I have a high pain tolerance, so I really think if I was in pain, I would be in pain.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like I said, when I broke my ankle, there was some major pain. But like I said, it was a compound fracture. You could see the bone right through the skin. So
yeah. I mean,
it never came through the skin, thank God. But you know, it was a baddie. So yeah, 9 screws and a metal plate later. But guess what? It's been 20 plus years, and I'm still walking on it. So. Yeah. They did a good job fixing me.
There you go. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Well, thank you for all the information. That's helpful.
All right, but they say elevation will help the swelling, and the red and blotchy stuff will go away, you know, just like any other bruise, just like your toes will. They'll turn green and yellow and yucky looking, but, you know, that's where the blood's just dissipating. But it's just broken blood vessels is what that is, so... You know.
Well, hopefully it just, yeah. And I don't know why it took so long for the toes to bruise, but, because this all happened on Thursday night. But, you know, because you always think the worst. I think, oh, my goodness, is it no blood getting to my toes? What's going on here? But then I'm moving them back and forth, no pain, you know, and they're not numb or anything.
I don't know. There are delayed bruises sometimes, believe me, because I whack myself and it's like, wow, that's going to bruise. Nothing the day that you do it, and then 2 days later you've got this big, ugly purple spot on you, and it's like, what the heck did I do?
I know.
With your toes, I mean, you remember what you did, but, like, when I whack myself, you know, it might be on my arm or my leg or something, and it's like, what did I do? What did I hit? Because I got to remember back to 2 or 3 days ago of, you know, whacking myself. So there is delayed bruising. So, and it just takes a little bit for it to filter to the skin and show up. But
we're gonna. I think my rule on this is, because unless there is some pain that settles in, I'm going to keep taking the ibuprofen for the swelling, and I'm going to try to keep it up as much as I possibly can. And but see, I don't know. Maybe if by Wednesday the bruising doesn't start or the swelling doesn't start to go completely away, I might go get it checked out. But I hate to go in, especially during this pandemic, because, you know, I know you have to wear a mask and everybody's extra precautious. And I don't think it's broken, because I would think I would be in pain.
I would think so, too, but you never can tell.
Yeah.
Like we said, you know, if it's a crack, it could be... you know, and even if you wear one of those ugly boots that you put on your feet, but, you know, it would protect it so that it doesn't go ahead and break, you know, break instead of just being cracked. But, and it also, those boots also relieve some of the pressure off of your, you know.
Right. I thought about, because I've never actually been to urgent care, because I just haven't had any issues. I thought about maybe going to urgent care, because they might have an idea, and they might be able to give me one of these boots or prescribe one or tell me how to get one.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah. Well, hey.
And they can also, if they feel that you need an X-ray, they've got all the equipment right there. They can check it out right there in... And normally, they're not near as busy as what the emergency room is, too. So.
Right. Well, and like I said, we are in the month of October, pretty close to Halloween here, and if nothing else, I can be a pirate for Halloween. So, there's always a plan B involved in these situations.
Charlie would tell you to take a fruitcake and put on each side of it, wrap it up, and pour a bottle of Moxie on it. When the fruitcake swells, you got a cast.
Well, I tell you, that Moxie tastes like medicine, so that would certainly, and the fruitcake certainly would not budge. It would keep it straight till the end of time, that's for sure. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, have a good day,
you
Scott.
Too. Bye-bye. And thanks for listening. I appreciate that. Without question, wrap it in fruitcakes and dump some Moxie on it. You know, I was talking the other day to somebody about that Moxie. It's not as awful as I thought it would be. I always thought it was some kind of horrible thing because nobody seemed to like it but Charlie. But it doesn't taste that bad. You know, it does taste like medicine. And Charlie even said it tasted like medicine. Now, why he liked the taste of medicine, I'm not really sure. But maybe it's just an acquired taste. But it does kind of taste like low-grade cough syrup. But it's not horrible at all to be... not as bad as I thought it would be, I guess. But I bet it could cure this. Maybe I should just head... I think the nearest place you can get some... Moxie is Delaware? I don't know. Does anybody have a bottle of Moxie in their refrigerator right now? I don't know. I think it's Delaware. Like at Cracker Barrel, you can get Moxie. I think that's... no, it's not Cracker Barrel in Delaware. That's wrong. There's a place in Delaware, like a little novelty shop, that sells special sodas and things, but I can't remember the name of it. I remember I looked it up one time. Well, I got a whole trip to tell you about this past week, and I'm not going to keep going on about this ankle, but if you come up with anything, give me a buzz here when we come back on the other side of this hour. Don't forget Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4 o'clock. Mike Wilson, 5 to 6. Don't miss any of these programs. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp. Patrick Moroniak is the guest today, talking about all kinds of things, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. So stay tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, and you will hear all of that interesting stuff. Mid-morning coffee break, 10 to 11, Voice of a People, 4 to 5, and Mike Wilson, 5 to 6. And I will be back after this 15-minute break with much more of this show.
So many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.
Well, you have been such a pal, and I know you don't do much media anymore, but you're always so kind to me, and I want to take the... I always thank you when we're done, but I want to thank you on the air for 10 years. So kind to me.
I've enjoyed every minute of it.